Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that he may be able to stand in the fire. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast, is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host, by name, your fear. Israel, of Seed Royal. And we're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible. Part number 37. And we're just going to throw it out in the master side and see where all join us. Well, like I said, again, it's amazing. Every time you turn this box on, you'll be getting all types of messages saying, you got mail. Remind me of the old days. You got mail, man. It kept your attention about you got mail. All right, let's go down the international side and see what's going on you got mail. See you right here. One thing about it. We have for one reason, see, right, is to get you prepared to come according to what's written. So WCC said that, what you're saying, we haven't even tallied all the ones in the room. We'll just wait a few minutes. Okay, well, we'll wait a few minutes before you give me the next account of what's flashing. Why don't you keep talking? Okay. We'll keep talking until you give me something. I'll tell you what we do. We'll bring the elder in until you give me something, and we'll come back with him. We'll let him know what's in the room, because he's saying, hold on. You want to tally up those that's in the room and instead of getting into the room. Okay, on the international side. So we just be quiet, and we'll bring our elder in. And then whenever you tell me to keep again, we'll do so. How that sound there, WCC? So we'll leave that like it is. Whatever in the room, we'll get that shortly. So one thing about when you meet the elder with a loud voice, we'll get back with the count elder. WCC said, hold on a minute. Still coming into the room. When you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, elder, Mr. Kill. Yahuwah BTSC right. Hey, Elder Mr. Kills. Yahuwah BTSC right. I can't hear nothing. WCC, I'm not hearing anything. Hey, Elder Mr. Kills. Yahuwah BTSC right. Well, I'm not hearing anything, so I'll tell you what I do. Let me see if I find Brother Yahdai Israel, because I'm not hearing the elder at all. Try one more time, see it. Okay. Hello, Mr. Tills. Yahuwah BTSC right. Well, I'm not hearing it. So let me see if what's going on. Scroll around and find Brother Yahdai Israel. And see, can we See, is he hearing me? And I'm hearing him. Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be just say right. Might be on me. WCC, you saying that's on me?
Let me try again. It must be on me, huh? You said their microphone is ready. Your mic. You ain't got yourself ready. Is that what you're telling me? Let's tell y'all why I've been ready.
Well, brother, y'all is ready. I ain't hearing nothing. I don't know what's going on, man.
You better see, I'm all good.
Try it again for you.
Okay.
Let's try it again. Brother, y'all got, I mean, hey, let me tell you. Y'all got big just in there. I can't figure out what's going on there. So what we do, I think we just back away for a minute. And we'll let Brother Yahdai run it down until somebody tell me what's going on. So Brother Yahdai Israel, are you hearing everything and I'm just missing everything? Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be with you, see, right?
Yahweh bless you,
see,
Israel.
I
see you, right? Hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah. Is Brother Yahdai, you got any problem here in Overseer?
Yeah, it was like ringing. We didn't hear nothing. Then a whole lot of feedback. There's a whole lot of feedback going on that year.
Okay, what about now? So what are we working with right now?
It sounds good now. It sounds good.
Okay. So let me run back to the elder. If it's sounding good now. And the WCC said your problem is you're over there pushing too many buttons. That's your problem, sir. So we want to hear you because we're going to catch you in something tonight. Let's see if we find the elder one more time. And we're done. We just wait until the coast is clear. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, y'all probably be just seeing right. So, Brother Yahdai Israel, who you think has got the hearing problem, myself or the elder?
Well, all I can go by is I hear you loud and clear. All I can go by.
Okay, what we'll do, we'll put the elder on hold for a second, and we'll come back with the elder shortly. And we'll tell them all about what's going on that we do have. And the WCC said we just tally up what's on the international side, so maybe we'll start a little bit. And we'll take it from there. We'll just start a little bit. 161-401. 161-401. 195 international countries, 161-401. All right, so that's what we got going on. So whatever 161-401 is, we'll leave it just like that until the elder is able to respond back. We'll try one more time. Try one more time, okay. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to SA right. All right, we'll get back on the elder. We'll get the elder at the bottom part again because we're not hearing him. So, Brother Yahdai Israel, we'll get something going on. Got a lot of memos on the table, and we'll talk all about that later. So we'll go straight to Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's see, can we Get something going on there. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12. First time of 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll probably be with your brother Sia. There was no audio on the broadcast. I don't know.
Wow. I don't know what's going on either at my end or who end, but all I know one thing, maybe I'm hitting too many buttons over here. That's all right. I hear the yellow one way, and don't hear him. Let me go back and see if I hear him again, brother. Let me see. Let's try one more time. I just heard the yellow just then.
And that was it. I'm standing by.
Y'all quite busy, I see you right. Well, whatever it is, I guess you'll correct a little bit later, or the WCC will correct a little bit later, because we're not hearing you, Elder, so we're just going to catch you a little bit later. One more time, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh Bijah El Seiray. All right, we're not hearing our Elder, but we'll hear him a little bit later. All right, good enough. Brother Yahdai Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on there. Come on.
Look at Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So we're going to go and take a little peek at something in the book called The Lost Tribes of a Plumber's Land. Because we was talking about yesterday, we were telling those from the Caribbean and from West and South land of Ham called Africa, that the blessings is in the one name. And we got to find out that they got many names over there in the Caribbean as we speak now. So, but we're going to find out, was it so in the beginning? We're going to find out, was it many names in the beginning, many names, or did they have a one name? Now, we're going to find out something, see, Rico. We got the first thing we trying to say. Listen, those all around the known world, the first thing we have to do is get his name right. When you be calling by many names and we worship many things, when you go in the Bible, it don't line up to it. So we're going to go in the Lost Tribes by and the Promised Land by Ronald Sanders. And I want you to turn to page 364 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And I want you to pick it up where it says, "Waving a banner." We pick it up down there and we'll read where it says, "Waving a banner." And we'll take it all the way down to the Brazil at the same time. We want to open up in take 37, and we want to talk about Ronald Sanders, Lost Tribe in the Promised Land. Because what we was able to accomplish yesterday, to the first thing we have to be clear about the name. And long as we use many names and we're not in order according to the Bible, Yahweh is not going to intervene. So the summit, the round tables, it's already been put in writing just what it takes for Yahweh to intervene. So now let's go and see exactly what happened once more time ago on page 364. And Peter was says, "Wave in there, Brother Yahdai Israel." Let's read a little bit and see what's going on here. We in The Lost Tribe of the Promised Land by Ronald Sanders. Now, he stayed around these people about 40 years, so he was able to write down some good stuff. He heard a lot of good legend statements. Now, we're going to read a little bit and see what he heard on page 364. You're on the clock, Brother Yagdah Israel. Come on.
I read from the book entitled The Lost Tribe in the Promised Land by Ronald Sanders, page number 364, paragraph number 3. And it reads, waving a banner high in the air, the Indian polluted word. God soon was greeted by a puff of smoke far beyond the other bank of the river. To respond to his signal, the two men waited. Eventually, a canoe appeared, bearing three men and a woman, all of them polluted word Indian, to the place where Francisco and Montezuma Zunas were standing at the water's edge.
Hold on a minute, Brother Yagdah. Let me get in there for a minute. Now, when we see the word Indian in the Bible, it's talking about two words that you can use interchangeably. The word Indians means runaway slaves or savages. So when you continue to call yourself an Indian, you talking about what was placed on you as a runaway slave or savages. Now, if they already see you over there, they look at you as a savage. But if they have brought you to a place and then you break away, they call you a runaway slave. So that's what the word Indian means. So it all depends on. So now they come to a place where you already at. So this make you a savage if you have over your head called an Indian. Remember the Taino Indians, the El Rock Indians, all over there. They call you the Caribs in the Caribbean, but they call you Indians. And they call you Tainos. All they saying by these names, you the good peoples. And we the bad peoples, so we better change your name. And now remember, if you let them change your name and you continue to let them change your name, let's see what you're working with in 65 verse 15 of Isaiah. So now once the light is turned on and you continue to let them dictate you by the name they give you, let's see what the Bible says in Isaiah 65, verse 15. What do you say there, Brother Yagdah Israel?
The book of Isaiah 65, verse number 15 reads, you shall leave your name for a curse to my children. Yahweh shall slay you and call his servant by another name.
It's and you will be called by another name, and you're going to leave your name for a curse. So the name that was given to you that we're getting ready to read in the Lost Tribe of, you was clear about who you were at once upon a time ago. You was clear. But when you adopt to the name that they give you, like Indians, that means if they brought you to the place, we bring you some runaway slaves. That if you break away, you're a runaway slave by using that title called Indian. If you're already there, they call you Indians. It's a cold word for the sons of Esau to say the savages. See, they know that, and that's why they do what they do, because they say they are Indians. They savages. Then the peoples go along with where if they savages, then we got to do what we got to do, because you said they need to be trained. They never go to Job 30 and look at 1 through 8. See, but here's the point. See, propaganda and manipulation is high, and that's why the six anointed camps are voices of the true Israelite. We must come now. Because it's written in the book of Job, the one that call you runaway slaves and savages. And if you adopt to the name called Maroons, that means you are runaway slave pig. All these names, when those that in power bring it to their peoples, they know the code word, what these words mean. You say, well, if they're in that condition, then we got to step up and, do what we can to get them to be civilized. So now, as long as you keep on biting into that, calling yourself Africans, this came from CPO Leo Africana in 202 B.C., as long as you keep calling yourself Indians, as long as you keep calling yourself Maroons, fighting into the blessing that you're not going to receive until you understand it was a name and it was a people that Yahweh was dealing with. But if you chose to continue and try to get with him with the many names, you holding back the blessing. Because he's not going to intervene until you get some things right. So the Indian depends on the circumstances, a runaway slave, or is savage. That's all the word means. It's not a bloodline people. So Cherokee Indians, they still plan on you. You understand what I'm saying? Becoming humble. Now what you hear? Becoming humble. Now, Brother Yahya, yes, that's a nice, pretty good, nice build up. So now, let's run back to, with better understanding, back to the lost tribe and the promised land by Ronald Sanders. With that understanding, listen to the conversation going on. You back on the clock there, Brother Yahya, yes, come on.
The lost tribes in the promised land, page number 364. Middle of verse number 3, and it reads, the woman got up and spoke to Francisco in an Indian fluted word tongue that Montezinas could not understand. Though he could perceive that he was identified in the conversation, she then turned to her male companions to explain the situation. Upon hearing her words, they rose, went over to Montezinas, to his utter astonishment said, Shemai, Yashiala, Adonai, Allahumma, Adonai, Ahad. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh is one. There is
hey, one. Right there. Don't be in and out of there, Brother Yahweh, Israel. See, we want to be in and out of there because we got to come now. So we see now this is going on in the Caribbean Sea. This is called the Caribbean. See, what's going on now? Help me out, Brother Yahya. We got to paint the picture. Now, where's the location of this going on there? Let's see if we paint the picture. Because like I said, again, this is we got to paint the picture to show you that you have to always, Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. What is it say in Isaiah 46, 9 through 11?
The book of Isaiah 46, verse number 9 through 11 reads, book of Isaiah 46, verse number 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I am Yahweh, and there is none like me. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient time the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse number 11.
Yeah, go ahead, 11.
Verse number 11. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that execute my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, will also bring it to pass, have purposed it, I will also do it.
So 11 of us know that in the 28th chapter, verse 37, he's letting us know, and he's going to tell us why. See, one thing about it, you don't just spank your grandbaby without telling them why you're getting the spanking. See, we got to come now, but we have to break things down to show you that if we talking about what's going on, what part is that conversation going on that we can read that, brother? Yeah. Where's all this going on, all this canoe boat riding? And where is they at with all this good talk going on at, brother? Yeah. Help the old see out. What's going on right here now?
A lost tribe discovered in New York.
So this is around New York. So this is around New York. This is around where, and we're going to read, so that's around the northern part of the world. So it's around New York City, right? And we're going to get on the Caribbean shortly, too. So now, they got some tribes that's over here already in the northern world. And let's see if we make sure we tie this in, because we running off of zeal as we speak. But we're going to tie it in. So this is around New York time. They're around New York, New York. And this is what's going on, because one of the brothers just got out of prison, and he got a man with him, and now they're going to visit somebody. He said, once I get out of prison, I'm going to find out some more information on some things. Now, with that, paint the picture. This is around New York. Amsterdam was once called, now it's called New York. What happened next, Brother Yagdai Israel? We're trying to paint the picture slowly. Come on.
She then turned to her male companion to explain the situation. But hearing words, they rose, went over to Montezuma. To his utter astonishment, said, Shema Yashal Adonai Alahaya Adonai Aha. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh Yahweh is one Yahweh.
Hold that point right there. Now you see how they met and greet each other around New York, New York. They say, hear, O Israel. So now listen, you hear what I'm saying? So evidently this was a Israelite conversation. Hear, O Israel, our Yahweh is one Yahweh. Now he's quoting something. Let's see what he's quoting in 6 verse 4 of Deuteronomy. See, remember, as we bring the Bible back on the scene, then Yahweh will intervene. Along we got personal demands, and we trying to round table this day. But we found out this is around early time, before New York was called New York. Before it was called Amsterdam, too. We found out the children of Israel was already there. Now, how did they get there? Let's hold that point right there. Let's back up to hold that point right there. Let's see if we paint the picture. Let's go to 2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 40. Let's find out what he said. Here, Israel, right? So how did they get over there in New York before it was called New York, before it was called Amsterdam? How did they get over there? See? We're going to see if we find out in right. We're going to 2 Ezra 13 and look at verse 40 to 47. Let's find out what's going on that we can read. 2 Ezra 13, 40 to 47. What did it say, Brother Yagdai Israel?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 13, verse 40, 47 reads. The book of 2 Ezra, 13, verse 40. Those are the 10 tribes which were carried away, prisoned out of their own land in the time of Hoshea, the king, whom Salmaneser, the king of Syria, led away captive. He carried them over the waters, so came they into another land. Verse 41. But they took this counsel among themselves, that they will leave the multitude of the nations, heathen, and go forth into a further country, where never mankind dwell. Verse 22, that they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land. Verse 43, they entered to Euphrates by the narrow passage of the river. Verse 44, for the Most High then showed signs for them, and he'll still the flood, so they were passed over. Verse 45, but through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half. The same region is called the land of Shem, polluted word Asherah. Verse 46, then dwell they there until the latter time, and now when they shall begin to come. Verse 47, the Most High shall stay the spring of those stream again, that they may go through, and for a sawest thou the multitude with peace.
Read verse 46 again now. When you say it's going to happen, about Yahweh is going to read. What is it say in verse 46?
The book of 2nd Esdras 13, verse 46. Then dwell they there until the latter time, and now when they shall begin to come.
Until they begin to come. So let's run to Ephesians chapter 5. So the only way they're going to begin to come, they got to, well, let me pull a rabbit out of the hat in the book of Jeremiah first, in the fourth chapter there, Brother Yahshua Israel. See, now he's saying now, until they begin to come. Now we got to find out what got to happen for them to begin to come. We're going to find out what got to happen for them to begin to come. That's what we got to do. We got to find out, Brother Yahshua Israel. What can we read that's going to activate them and get on the road of beginning to come? Let's run to Jeremiah chapter 6, and we'll look at verse number 9 and verse 16. Let's see, what can we read that he said that they're going to be there until it's time for them to begin to come? Let's see what's going on that we can read in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse number 9 and 16.
The book of Jeremiah chapter 6, verse number 9, verse number 16 reads, book of Jeremiah 6, verse number 9, the seed of Yahweh of hosts that shall thoroughly clean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thy hand as a great gather into the basket. Verse 16. The say of Yahweh, stand you in the ways and see. Ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein. You shall find rest for yourself. But they said, we will not walk therein.
So what you gotta, what they gotta remove is the part we ain't gonna do it once we hear the truth. See, you got to, once you hear the truth, you cannot stiff your neck like your forefathers and mothers did and said, we're not going to hear this. That's the reason you're in captivity today, because you're not hearing and you're not asking for the old path. Here's the way and walk in it. Give me a little bit more out of Isaiah on that, Brother Yahshua Israel. I need a little bit more out of the 30th chapter. I'm going to tell you something that's in the 30th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Now, you got to walk it. Meaning, what can we read that got to happen in the 30th chapter, verse 19 to 21? Let's see what we can read in Isaiah 30, verse 19 out of verse 21.
Look at Isaiah 30, verse 19 to 21 reads. Look at Isaiah 30, verse number 19. For the people shall dwell in Yahweh Judah, Southern Kingdom, City of David. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at thy voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. Verse 20. And though Yahweh give you the bread of adversity and the waters of affliction, he shall not your teacher be removed into corners anymore. For your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk you in it. You turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left.
Mm-hmm. and how it's going to be in 32 verse number 4, and how it's going to be in 32 verse 4. So you got to hear a voice saying, walk in it. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. And how does it got to be that we can read in 31 verse 4 of Isaiah?
Because Isaiah 31 verse number 4. For thus saith Yahweh, for thus have Yahweh spoken unto me, like as a lion and the young lion roared on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, when I be afraid of their voice, to abase himself for the noise of them. So shall Yahweh of hosts come down to fight for Mount Yahdah Judah, through the word Zion, for the hill thereof.
Mm-hmm. But wait a minute, Brother Yahdah Israel. You know, I miss my hearing now, Brother Yahdah Israel. In 32, look at verse 4 real carefully. Isaiah 32, verse 4, Brother Yahdah Israel, squeeze into 32, 4 real carefully. What it say?
The book of Isaiah 32, verse 4. The mind also of the rat shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready. Speak plainly.
That's right. Listen, we're going to speak plainly to you. And that verse was pulled, see, right? That verse was pulled to in Deuteronomy. See, they pulled that verse. We're going to 27, verse 1 and 8. See, this verse was pulled, see, right? See, understand something. We know when you're ready, when you just pull the verses. He'll give you the spirit to know you are the one because you'll start pulling verses. Now, once you start pulling verses, then we know you're the one. 27, verse 1 and 8.
Book of Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 27, verse number 1, verse number 8 reads. Book of Deuteronomy 27, verse 1. And Moses, with the elders of Israel, commanded the people, saying, keep all the Torah instructions that I command you this day. Verse number 8. Thou shalt write upon the stone all the words of this Torah instructions very plainly.
Very plainly. That's right. That's right. That's why it can't be no slip up. Since it's on the camp, it got to be very plainly. You got to pull the verses. Yahweh will give it to you in that very same hour. But you got to make it very plainly. So we found out wrong before it was called New York, it was called Amsterdam. We found out it is some Israelites over there because they sent a signal with a puff of smoke. Right? And it got their attention because once upon a time ago, the children of Israel, when you see the puff of smoke, they know what the horn means from reading a book of Numbers, and they know what the puff of smoke means. But now you got them up on the titles called Indians and Africans. Once you back away from them, understand that is a curse to you. Indian and Africans, that is a curse to you because he made it plain about the name that have the blessing. So if you're not using the blessing name and you identify with the curse name, then how you think Yahweh is going to intervene? In Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27, let's give you the blessing name. And we on read already in 65:15, you're going to leave your name for a curse. So when you just read your book and you're not emphasizing that the name that you are called, them are cursed names. I don't care how we come on the airways. We have to turn the light on. When we see this word called African, Bantu, Indian, African-Americans, we have to be clear that we tell our those that got in here, these is curse words for you. But it got to be clear they are polluted words to you, and you cannot accept the status quo. He told you in number 15:15-16. See, this is what he told you when you pull the verses. So the ministry that recognized this, that's the one you're supposed to go gone hold behind, that recognized a statement that was written out of heaven and chapter in numbers 15:15-16. Look, listen to what it says. Let's see what it says out of the first five books.
The book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse number 15 and verse 16 reads. Book of Numbers 15, verse 15. What an ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generations. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahweh. Verse 16. One Torah instruction and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you.
You the man just said? The man said it's one way. The children of Israel's way. So when you in your Bible and you read statement like Africans, Bantu, Indians, African Americans, when you read all these names and apply them to a people, and if you don't educate them that these names right here is not the blessed name. See, what you want now is to give under the blessing. How you gonna give under the blessing? And he said you can't be like them. They gotta be like you. So when you read the book and you don't educate them by turning the light on and show them that by calling these names, you're up on the curse. But then you want to know what gets you up on the blessing. Then we go see. We're going to the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22 down to verse 27. Now, you want to know what gets you on the opposite side of a curse. Okay, we're tired of being cursed. Okay, you're tired of being cursed? Then let's find out what will get you the blessing. Let's see what gets you the blessing that we can read. Number 6, 22, down to verse 27. Let's see what the Bible says.
The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse number 22 through 27 reads. Book of Numbers 6, verse number 22. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 23. Speak unto Aaron, and unto his son, saying, on this wise, you shall bless the family of Israel, saying unto them. Verse 24. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh bless you and keep you. Verse 25, Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Verse 26, Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Verse 27, they shall put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them.
He said, put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them. Now you put my name upon the family of Israel, and I will bless them. Now, where that coming from? Let's go back up to 32:28 of Genesis. Let's find out, can we get a second with it? Now, look what he's saying. Listen on the count. Listen what he's saying to you. If you put my name upon the children of Israel, I will bless you. But how is you going to continue to look at words that you see that your oppressor has gave you and you remove the blessing from them? You use the word African American fluently, use the word Indian fluently. You use these words it's plainly. But these words is telling your people that I don't care how much knowledge that they get, until you understand you're not up under the blessing, until you got the name right. See? So if you don't tell them that the name that you're calling yourself, you getting the knowledge, but you're not getting the understanding. You're not up under the blessing until you apply the rules and regulations of the Bible. So when you call Indians, Cherokee Indians, knowing the fact that's not the blessed name, when you call Africans, that's not the blessed name. And they're talking about you. Yahweh cannot help you. What he said in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, Brother Yahweh Israel, listen. We know that this network is packed jammed, but it's no accident. But we got to be clear with you since we got your attention. We can help. But here go the rules and regulations to receive your help. What's your reading, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3 reads. Look at Deuteronomy 8, verse number 3. He humbled you, suffered you to hunger, fed you with manna, which you knew is not. He did your father's note, that he may make you know that man does not deal by bread only, by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh, the man and woman deal.
So you see that? So man live by every word he's saying. See? Listen, if you're going to teach this thing, Yahweh is not going to intervene for one thing he can't break. His words. What do you mean, well, I can read that at WCC? We'll read that. So it's the sixth chapter, a book of Hebrew. We call Hebrew. See, one thing the man is not going to break is his word, Steve Ray. If you want to know how to get up out of this thing, you got to see what the Bible is saying, then apply it and see is you walking and talking what you read, not the Bible. You want Yahweh to intervene? Look at what he says in the sixth chapter. We're going to read what he's saying. In the sixth chapter, verse number 12, and we'll take it down to verse number 14. We'll look at 12 through 14. That's what we want. 12 through 14. Listen to what he's saying. You're on the clock, Brother Yahweh Israel. Sixth chapter, verse 12 through 14.
The book of Hebrew. Look at the word Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 12 through 14 reads. Book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 12. That you be not sluped, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Verse 13. When Yahweh made promises to Abraham, because he could swear by him no greater, he swear by himself. Verse 14. Surely saying, blessed, I will bless you. Multiply it, I will multiply you.
What did it say in verse 12 again?
The book of Hebrews. The word of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. You be not sluped, but followers of them who through the covenant and patience inherit the promises.
He said that you not be slothful and falling down. See, listen. Understand something. You can't keep on falling down if the Bible don't support how you're supposed to walk and talk. So we read some profound statements that you got to return to get the blessing to Yahweh to intervene, because he done made it plain in Habakkuk 1:13. Do you know he got in Habakkuk 1:13. He made a final statement in Habakkuk 1:13. What did he say?
Book of Habakkuk chapter 1, verse number 13 reads. Book of Habakkuk chapter 1, verse number 13. Thou art pure eyes, and to behold evil, and cast not a look on sin, iniquity. And for looketh thou upon them that deal treacherously, hold is thy tongue. When the wicked devours the man that is more righteous than he.
Mm-hmm. So he's saying, listen, you can be the most prayer warrior, educated as you want. But if you don't line up with this Bible, he's not going to intervene. He's not going to intervene, Steve Ray. So we got to make sure we clear on what this man's saying. And we'll get one more in, then we'll see if we bring our elder back in one more time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So we got to be real carefully on what we're saying. Let's run to, and this is just real good, we bring the elder, in. Torah 25, 3 through 13. 26 through 26. But I want to read verse 4 and 8, just getting warm up, dealing with recent verse. Surah 25, 3 now to verse 13, 16 to 26. But before you read any of it, read verse 4 and verse 8. Just to throw this on the table, verse 4 and verse 8. Then we'll knock it out, and we bring our elder in, come out.
Book of Surah, chapter 25. Number 3 through 13, 16 through 26, verse 4, and verse number 8 reads, the book of Surah, chapter 25, verse number 4. Surah 25, verse 4 reads, well, a comely thing is judgment, the gray hair for ancient men to no counsel. Verse number 8, well is him that dwelleth with a wife of understanding. They have not slipped with his tongue. They have not served a man more unworthy, and that have not served a man more unworthy than himself.
Okay. Now, let's knock that out, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, you hear the man trying to tell you. That means time is too short now. If you got anybody in your life, they have to be a plus to you. If they show any signs of being a negative to you, then you have to eliminate that. They must be a plus with you. It must be your way or the, like I said, your way or the highway. And your way got to be the Bible way. If you see you have that knot in your life, that whoever you're dealing with, and it's not a plus to you, they're not mirroring what you want, then you got to break ties if you have on this word. Because you got to be clear. You got to be focused on this thing. This is a big business here. And what you don't need is no one as an agitator and got a negative spirit. So you got to make sure you got this thing right for Yahweh to intervene. Because he ain't intervening unless you got that right. Now listen to what he's saying now. Now we're going to knock this out, Brother Yahdai Israel, and we'll bring our elder here. Come on.
The book of Surah, chapter 25, verse number 3 through 13 reads, Surah 25, verse 3, that I have gathered nothing in thy youth, I cannot find anything in thine age. Verse 4, how comely a thing is judgment, for gray hair, for ancient men should know counsel. Verse number 5, well, comely is the wisdom of old men, and understanding and counsel to men of honor. Verse 6, much experience is the crown of an old man, and the fear of Yahweh is their honor. Verse 7, there be nine things which I have judged in my mind to be happy, and the tenth I will utter with my tongue. A man that have joy of his children, he that liveth to see the fall of his enemy. Verse 8, well is him that dwelleth with a wife of understanding. They have not slipped with his tongue. They have not served a man more unworthy than himself. Verse 9, well is him that have found prudence, and he that speaketh in the ears of them that will hear. Verse 10, well, great is he that findeth wisdom. Yet is there none above him that feareth Yahweh? Verse 11, but the love of Yahweh passes all things for illumination. He that holdeth it where the truth shall be like, shall he be like it. Verse 12, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of his love, and the covenant is the beginning of cleaving unto him. Verse 13, give me any plague but the plague of the mind, and any wickedness but the wickedness of a woman. Verse number 16, I had rather dwell with a lion and a dragon, and to keep house with a wicked woman. Verse 17, the wickedness of a woman changes her face, darkens her countenance, like sackcloth. Verse number 18, her husband shall sit among his neighbors, and when he hears it, shall sigh bitterly. Verse 19, all wickedness is but little to the wickedness of a woman, that the portion of a sinner fall upon her. Verse 20, as the climbing up of a sandy way is to the feet of the aged, so is a wife full of words to a quiet man. Verse 21, stuff not at the beauty of a woman and desire her not for pleasure. Verse 22, a woman, if she maintain her husband, is full of anger, impotence, and much reproach. Verse 23, a wicked woman abateth the courage, maketh a heavy countenance, a wounded mind. A woman that will not comfort her husband in distress, maketh weak hands and feeble knees. Verse 24, of the woman came the beginning of sin. Through her, we all die. Verse 25, give the water no passage, neither a wicked woman liberty to gab abroad. Verse 26, if she go not as thou wouldest have her, cut her off from your flesh. Give her a bill of divorce and let her go.
Read that last verse again.
The book of Sirach 25, verse 26. If she go not as thou wouldest have her, cut her off from your flesh. Give her a bill of divorce and let her go.
If she don't go the way you go, then Yahweh is telling you for him to intervene. Cut her off. Now you got a big job there. But if you got someone always down comments, negative, don't bring nothing to the table but confusion, Yahweh is telling you exactly what to do. That's if you are a Sirach 25 verse 4. Now, if you ain't on that, then you do it the way you want to do it. But if you got some Sirach 25 4 working with you, then you have to make a decision, see, right? Either you want to understand what Yahweh is saying, or you going to continue to be thrown off track with negativity, because one thing about it, your mate have to know her way through the Bible, and you have to show her what the Bible's saying. Now, if you show what the Bible's saying, and she continue to always puff the mouth up and everything else, he don't tell you what you got to do. See, either you do Yahweh, or you continue doing what you're doing. But it ain't going to work, because Yahweh is not going to intervene until that woman understand one thing. Whatever you say by being a Yahweh man, that's the end of it. And no mouth back, no shape or form. When you understand that, then Yahweh will intervene. What does it say over here in 25 verse 4?
The book of Sirach 25 verse number 4 reads, Sirach 25, verse number 4. Oh, how comely a thing is judgment for gray hairs, for ancient men to know counsel.
The ancient men supposed to know counsel. They have to know that Yahweh told Abraham. He made a profound statement to Abraham, a profound statement. He said, now listen. He said, should I hide this thing? Let's read that a little bit. We'll bring the elder in a second. But you got to go by what the man telling you. He asked the mental spirit a question. But he already knew the answer. But it was for our consumption to understand that you're going to make this thing work. You got to understand something. A decision got to be made according to the Bible. He asked the mental spirit something. Because for that to be said, what we just got through reading that, we have to read that where the foundation of that conversation coming from. Let's run to the 18th chapter. And let's let Yahweh talk about this thing. He said in the verse 16, Genesis 16, what did he say in Genesis 16, verse 18. Thank you, there, brother. In 18th chapter, he made a profound statement. Let's read some of his good talk. Let's see what he says in verse 17 and verse 18. We go on to the 18th chapter of Genesis, and we look right down at verse 17 and verse 18. What do you say that, brother Yacht Dog Israel?
The book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse 17, verse 18 reads, Genesis 18, verse 17, Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Verse 18, said that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Now all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
He says, shall I hide this thing? I mean, but I need a little bit more now, okay. So he said, should I hide this thing? Because he said something about what he know. See, he said something about what he know there, Brother Yahdai Israel. What do he know?
Verse number 19. For I know him, that he will command his family and his household after him. They shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice, judgment. That Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him.
Mm-hmm. He said, I know Abraham's going to make a Bible decision. Abraham's going to make a Bible decision. He said, I know Abraham's going to do it. Okay, let's watch him, because Yahweh called me in from the beginning. Let's watch him. Let's watch Abraham make a Bible decision. Let's run over to the book of Jasper there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's watch Abraham make a Bible decision. And that will be telling those of the Caribbean, North America, North and South Africa, polluted for Ham, that you got to make a Bible decision. And the only way we're going to be able to help you, the Bible got to be authority in what the Bible say. Let's try that. Let's try the Bible. Now he said, I know what Abraham going to do. Let's run over to the book of Jasper and I'll catch him, Brother Yahdai Israel. You know what I want? I want to catch him making a decision and telling his son that he told his son he made a decision and told him exactly when we going to watch Abraham at his best, and how he gave instruction to pass on. Okay, where we going at, Brother Yahdai Israel? I want to read where Abraham, he came upon Ishmael, better have. You got me? You got enough to work with? Okay,
yeah,
come on.
I'm looking at it.
All right. Hallelujah. Give me enough to work with, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Jasher, chapter 21, verse number 30. And Abraham said to Ishmael, what? Your husband Ishmael returned home, say these words to him. Verse 31. A very old man from the land of the Philistines came hither to seek you. Thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was. And seeing thou was not here, he spoke unto me and said, when Ishmael your husband returned, tell him, thus did this man say, thou comest home, put away this nail of the tent, which thou hast placed here, and place another nail in his stead. Verse number 34. A very old man from the land of the Philistines came to seek thee, and thus was his appearance and figure. I did not ask him who he was, and seeing thou was not at home, he said to me, when thy husband come home, tell him, thus saith the old man, put away the nail of the tent which thou hast placed here, place another nail in his stead. Verse 35, and Ishmael heard the words of his wife, and he knew that it was his father, that his wife did not honor him.
Hold that point right there. There go the game changer right there. I don't care what going on in your life. If you got a mate with you, she supposed to do what? According to what we read? It's only according to what we read. If you got a mate, you got anybody in your life, the number one thing she's supposed to do concerning you is what? According to what we can read.
And he knew that it was his father, that his wife did not honor him.
You see that? So you see that? So once you see that part is removed, then you don't have the blessing of Yahweh. Because whatever going on, the better half, that whoever with you is supposed to do what? One more time.
And he knew that it was his father, and that his wife did not honor him.
Go ahead and read some up.
Verse 36. And Ishmael understood his father's word that he had spoken to his wife. And Ishmael heard it to the voice of his father. And Ishmael cast off that woman, and she went away. Verse 37. And Ishmael afterwards went to the land of Canaan and took him, and he took another wife, and he brought her to his tent, to the place where he then dwelt.
Very.
Verse 38. And at the end of 3 years, Abraham said, I will go again to see Ishmael, my son, for I have not seen him for a long time. Verse 39. And he rode upon his camel and went to the wilderness. And he reached the tent of Ishmael about noon. Verse 40. He asked after Ishmael, and his wife came out of the tent. And she said, he is not here, my Yahweh. He has gone to hunt in the field and to feed the camels. The woman said to Abraham, turn in, my Yahweh, into the tent and eat a morsel of bread. For you must be weary on account of the journey. Verse 41. And Abraham said to her, I will not stop, for I am in haste to continue my journey. But give me a little water to drink, for I have thirst. And the woman hastened and ran into the tent. She brought out water, bread, to Abraham, which he placed before him, and she urged him to eat. And he ate and drank, and his mind was comforted. He blessed his son Ishmael. Verse 42. He finished his meal, and he blessed Yahweh, and he said to Ishmael's wife, and Ishmael coming home, say these words to him. Verse 43. Very old man from the land of the Philistine came hither, and asked after thee. Thou was not here. And I brought him out bread and water. And he ate and drank, and his mind was comforted. Verse 44. He spake these words to me. When Ishmael your husband coming home, say unto him, the nail of thy tent, which you have, is very good. Do not put away from your tent.
Hate that. So what happened? Sirach 4 verse 7. What happened? Sirach 4 verse 7. So you understand something. The job that we got before us, all this must be in line. Anybody you deal with must understand their role. They got to put their personal plus aside and honor that man all the way, because he got a job to do. And the last thing you be thinking about, you quoting scriptures, backbiting, murmuring, complaining, not paying attention. See? You can't put no time in that, according to the Bible. What's the reading now? Now this is what she had working with her. What she had working on in 4 verse 7? Sirach.
The book of Sirach 4, verse 7. Give thyself the love of the congregation, and bow thy head to a great man.
You got to get yourself love of the congregation, and you got to bow your head to a great man. And that's what's going to kick this thing off all over the country. When we understand that you got to get the love of the congregation, what that man on, you got to be on. You got to be on what he on. You got to get the love of the congregation. That's the way it goes. Now, What was reading? Let's get the hell in there and finish off. Now, what was we reading there, Brother Yaki? Did we finish off what we was on? So we see now what's the rock pull that verse. So now you see, this verse was pulled. So if this is not the way you conducting yourself with your better half, then you got to follow the rules and regulations. Dude, Yahweh is not going to work with you. He said, I'm not working with you unless it's the way I got it written. He says in Sirach 25, 26, he's saying what again? Sirach 25, 26.
Verse 26. Did she go there and put it down? Cut off from that set. Give her a pill of the books and said,
well, your microphone broke up real good. We come back and read that verse later. So now that your microphone broke up real good, but it's saying bottom line, if she don't go the way you go, that means she got her mind got to be as your mind. That means otherwise she'll take her mind and put her mind back in the background. And she'll find out what you own, and she rest there on what you own. Then Yahweh going to intervene. Just like we saying right now. If we don't line up with this Bible, with this Bible telling us to do it, we're going to lose. Well, you're going to continue losing, but somebody going to tell you, bottom line, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work until we look down this Bible and see what this Bible's saying. So that gives you a chance to tie up on your back, throw that Brother Yahdai Israel. We'll bring our elder in and let him get a shot on the network. Probably his microphone is ready to go to in grand style, you know? And like I said, 195 international countries. 161-401 is in the room. And we got a lot of memos on tape. But all the way it's going to make this work, you got to recognize, make a decision according to the Bible. That's all we ask you to do. Then Yahweh will intervene. If you make a decision according to not the Bible, you got a conversation going on that's contrary to the Bible. Fat mouth better have got a mouth going and ain't paying according to what the book is saying. You got to do what the Bible's saying. And you got to do it for Yahweh to intervene. If it's not working for you, you're only fooling yourself. Yahweh is looking right at you. We'll bring our elder in now. Let's see if we get him in here now and get a couple statements. Then we'll get right back to the promised land. You understand one thing. They had it going on. The woman came in the canoe, and she was all right. She was talking right. We're going to find out all about that in a minute. So when you meet the elder with a lot of boys, you say, again, Brother Elder, Elder Israel. Elder, I'm all out of order right now and grand style, but one thing about it, listen, it's very important to understand one thing. The only way we're going to get this thing right, we got to refer to the Bible. I see all these memos. And we read in last night's lesson showing you soundly that a ministry will come on the scene, but they'll point toward what the Bible is saying. Once you hear the Bible, or will you continue to do what you're doing now? You cannot use all the names. You can't use but one name. And all the names you call yourself, Jamaican, Maroons, Indians, African-Americans, Africans from the West Coast, you got to drop all them names to get the best of you. When you meet our elder on the loud voice, you say,
oh, man, this is...
Elder Mr. Tibbs. Yahweh BJC, right?
And Yahweh bless you, Sears, brother, see well. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Well, we got a wrestling match going, but the world is listening. The world is listening big time. 195 international countries, 161-401. So you take your time and bring what you got on table, and we'll get back to what we got on table. But it all gonna mash out together. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, here, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like 161,401 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. And that's a good thing, because we know somebody with that amount of members that's attending, they do want to hear something. Well, besides that, we have a lot of people out there that want to hear, but they don't listen. They just want to hear what's coming out of their mouth. Boy, it's really bad when somebody call you to ask you a question about the Bible. And they talk so bad, they make your cell phone stop working. Not your ear, but your cell phone stop working. So you can understand exactly what I'm trying to describe. Words that you wouldn't even want to repeat on the broadcast. That's so deceptive. People that want to pick their own verses out of the Bible and turn them into something else different. You know, you hear, like I said the other day, I read my favorite scriptures all the time, but I do have a Bible, and I still feel uneasy. And most of the time when I'm talking, I can't think about what I want to say, all over the place. That's why I gave 1 Maccabees chapter 12, verse number 9. It's that verse number 9 says, therefore, we also adult. We need none of these things, that we have the righteous books of scripture in our hand to comfort us. Not a few scriptures, but we have the righteous book of Yahuwah, the words of Yahuwah. The whole Bible is what you need to comfort you, not just a couple of verses. You know, we learn to say the things and read the things and understand the things that the ministry leads us through. Because the entranceway is very narrow for righteousness, set in a dangerous place. We're told that in 2 Esther chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there were fire on the right hand and on the left deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water so small, there could only be one man or woman go there at once. Well, you can imagine, when a fire hits, everybody's going to try to get to the righteous place. But unfortunately, only one at a time. This is why we're here, to help guide you through these bad times of loud bump the gums, bad teaching, and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for tuning this live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And people say, how can you guys get that much out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah, even speaking about your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book. And we do this because you have not. This information that you came to seek, and now you have to look no further because you found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. And we're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. We have a class that starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To use this on any search engine, in a www.tribeyhdh.com. And after clicking it, just under the big lion, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us when we read the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also the donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also, for building the school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, it comes to me to mention, do check the calendar while you're there. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, you'll find this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time by typing in three words, Yakwa Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. When you see the red live button, click that. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. For writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counselor or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we do have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling this number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs sponsoring the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. That's right, you can order any particular 12 programs sponsoring the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shaka. We'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the righteous act, the elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if teaching time ends before our time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So we can continue with our program. And I should say invest ourselves in more learning, because there's a lot of learning out there, I see, that many people need to do. We will pass our program back to our Seer Israel. I'm going to keep my Bible open, too, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, see, we just a lot of messages. And the reason why we saying what we're saying, over here in a place called the Swing Restaurant and Bar. In the Swing Restaurant and Bar, we called you. We got our Wi-Fi up and we heard you plainly. And we also visit the Lazy Lizard. But our island have been split up. Our island that we own have been split. And we invite you to come and we can put you in a motel called the Rainbow Hotel. And while we were talking to these, I ain't gonna call them out, in the background, I said, well, why is your better half got all that noise and all that laughing going on, and you talking about somebody help you, and until she gonna be dealt with you taking notes on what you're saying, I hear her mouth loud in your mouth. Huh? So what are we saying? We ain't going nowhere until we do understand the Bible. The Bible got to, and this place is called, write this down there, Brother Yacht Guy, here and tell me, do it exist? C-A-K-E-C-A-U-I-K-E-R is in B-E-L-I-Z-E. Now, these places were in, and they were talking me out of the Swing restaurant and bar. And he said he also be around the Lazy Lizard. He said, we got a three miles that we want to operate, and we got a curfew so bad now, it's about 8 o'clock. But we'd like for you to come and help us, and we can put you in the Rainbow Hotel. We got on a 3 mile stretch, and we in a place called C-A-K-C-A-Y-E, C-A-U-L-K-E-R, B-E-L-I-Z-E. This is a memo. But what I noticed in the background, I said, what's all that noise in the background? Well, that's my better half. I said, don't you hear you on the phone talking? Yeah. But why she ain't got a mouth closed? Brother Yahdai Israel, tell me what this place at. It's in a central part. It's called C-A-K-E-C-A-U-A-L-K-E-R-B-E-L-I-Z-E. What are we talking about, Brother Yahdai Israel? Come on.
1 second there.
He said, hey, hold your voice down. Hold it. I'm just as grown as you are. Shoot. I'm just as grown as you are. See it? So, we got a big job on our hands. Now, if you got a better ad, you say, hey, and get your pad out and get with this thing along. I'm doing something. I'm just as grown as you are. Shoot. You ain't going away. You're not going away with that. So, like I said again, what's the use of we coming out that way, knowing the fact that you got to first understand the rules and regulations according to the Bible. If you got a better half, you got to be, and you got to be in a certain position, and she got to honor you. When you tell her, close the mouth down and grab a pad and write some of this good stuff down, she'll go tell you about, I'm just as grown as you are. You keep doing what you're doing, and I keep doing what I'm doing. That's shit. What place did we tell our brother Yahdai Israel? Do we exist?
I'm not coming up with anything. If I got the spelling correct here.
C-A- Y-E, C-A-Y-E, C-A-U-L-K-E-R, B-E-L-I-Z-E, Island. What are you working with, Brother Yahdai?
Yeah, give me 1 second, that's here.
All right. Because like we say, you catching the broadcast, but you got to first understand one thing. Until we in order, Yahweh is not going to intervene. But you got to understand what the order is. Okay? Got to understand order. Yahweh is an order, Yahweh. What you working with, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Almost there.
All right. Well, we keep talking till you say you got it. But like I said again, this is a big job, and that's why we read this book called, and we find out one thing. The first thing we have to do, we have to get on one accord, but one accord to the Bible. You got a lot of them keep saying, hey, no, we got to get on one accord. I said, yeah, but one accord, what kind of way? According to the Bible. if we all believe in the Bible, then let's find what the Bible's saying, and let's get one accord according to the Bible. Then Yahweh gonna intervene. He ain't intervene as long as we hearing things that is not corresponding to his Bible. You got something there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yeah, I'm looking at something here.
All right.
Says Kaye, Caye, Calker, Caulker, Blize, in a land blessed with hundreds of islands, spectacular coral atolls, Caye, Calker, and Blize is truly special. Little unchanged since Blize became a visitor's hotspot, Caye, Calker, is that rare combination of comfortable modern amenities and laid-back natural beauty that has little in common with more popular Caribbean destinations.
Yeah. And they got some spots over there. They said the island had been cut up in two pieces from the hurricane head over there. It's called a split. The split. Now, they call it the name of the place in there called the split. Matter of fact, make sure it's a place in there called a split there, Brother Yahdai Israel. It says, see, there's a place where we call the split. We got three miles on it, but one thing about it, we stumbled upon the broadcast, and we need to know who we are. I said, well, it's glad that you listen to the broadcast, and you're out in the Caribbean, and what name you're calling on, and what's going on with you. He said, we like what we hear. Yeah, I like to hear more. I like to get y'all down here. We got lovely places in here. We got a place called Lazy the Lizard. We got a restaurant that we here right now talking to you how to call Swing Restaurant and Bar. And we got, but the one thing, all we got is sand. We got no paved road. We got sandy roads. We only 3 miles long. And we got a big split. You got to get in the boat and drive to the other side. You got a place in there called the Split there, Brother Yahdai Israel? See, you got a thing called the Split or Lazy Lizard.
I don't see nothing in that vein, see ya.
Okay, we'll get back on that later. But we closing up, know one thing. It's in Central, and they saying bottom line is, we like what we're hearing. We need to hear more about, like I tell them, we're going to remain in the condition to win until we get in order. If we don't be in order, then like I just heard, your better help tell you that you grown. I'm just grown. You told her to hold down and get a pad, and she say, I'm just as grown as you are. Shoot. First of all, we got to deal with that part first. We gonna call you out, but we might. But you got to deal with, you got it going on that way. But one thing about it, we got to come at you the Bible, but you got to hear the Bible. We got to give you order about. Let's go back to where we was at there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's go back for time's sake. We're going back to the lost tribe to show you that in on North America, it was called New Amsterdam before it was called New York. But they're gonna make a profound statement want to hear it, and we're gonna tie in a couple more things, and we get ready to. Whatever. Let's come back and find what was at on page 364. What's going on page 364 again?
I'm looking at the Lost Tribe in the Promised Land by Ronald Sanders, page number 364. And it reads, says, upon hearing her words, they rose, went over to Montezuma, to his utter astonishment said, Shemai Yashiala, Adonai, Elohana, Adonai, Ahu, Hill Israel, Yahweh is one. They recited in Shemitic tongue, polluted word Hebrew, the fundamental credo of the Israelite creed.
So while they pull the verse, what do they pull in verse 6, verse 4? So you mean The one that's what I'm saying. Listen carefully. Indian word, if you're going to be a leader, you got to understand something. This word is polluted. It means a slave or savages. They said, "Hear, O Israel, our Yahweh is one Yahweh. So hear, O Israel, and believe." Caribbean. You got to get the one name right. West, South, the land of Ham, Pluto for Africa. You got to get the one name right. Huh? Look what he quoted in 6 verse 4 of Deuteronomy. What he quoted?
Deuteronomy 6 verse number 4 reads, "Hear, Israel, Yahweh is one Yahweh."
Hear, O Israel. You're not called, remember, if you keep on responding to being Indian, African-American, and you ain't got the blessed name at the end of your name, Yahweh is not going to help us. As long as we Bantus, Yorubas, we got all these names on the table, Yahweh is not going to help us. We got to first get that part right, who we are, for the blessing to be over our head when we come to your establishment. The rules of the Bible got to be in place just as your better half got to be in place according to the Bible. Some folks tell you I'm just as grown as you are. You don't tell me about close my mouth down. Good. Now come on back. Where we at there, brother? Yeah, go ahead. Give me some more.
The lost tribes of the promised land. Verse number 4. And it reads, "A brief conversation then ensued in their common ancestral tongue, according to the Montezinas, whose fluence in it is almost as perplexing to the reader of his narrative as it is that of his three mysterious new companions. They told him that they were themselves of the tribe of Reuben, that the tribe of Joseph lived on an island nearby."
Ain't that something? Wait a minute. A tribe of who? You mean they said they from what tribe? And they said who is close by?
They told him that they were themselves of the tribe of Reuben, that the tribe of Joseph lived on an island nearby.
Wait a minute. What is Reuben is close by? That means Reuben is around Florida. That's Florida. So that is North America. So that means Florida carried a whole big gunk of land before he was divided up. And they was from the tribe of Reuben. That is Reuben, wait a minute. Reuben is a Seminoles. And Joseph, Manasseh, I mean, Joseph, what that is there? Cuban, Puerto Rico, which one is that, brother Yadai Israel? Which one is Joseph?
That's a stipulate, but if Reuben say they was nearby, then they would cross the water. It would be over in Cuba there, right off the shores of Florida there.
Okay. But then they says, tell me out, brother. Let's see if we iron this out. Now, they say they from the tribe of Reuben. So that means they from the tribe of Reuben. That means they was around what you call now around the Florida area. But they say on another island that's close by is what's the name of it again?
The tribe of Joseph.
The tribe of Joseph. Now, as I'm not mistaken, you know, I mean, you help me out. Joseph is the tribe of is Cuba or Puerto Rico. Because Joseph had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. So Joseph got to be one of the Caribbean. So that means that they wasn't as far apart as they are now. Because he just said Joseph is close by. Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir.
Now, Puerto Rico, Cuba, how many miles is that from, how the hell me out there, brother? How many miles is that from Florida? How many miles that is from Florida right now? Puerto Rico or Cuba? How many miles is that away? I think right across the water is the land we're talking about. From Florida, right across that ocean or whatever you want to call it, I think we can work some out. I think it's right across the next big island, right across Florida. Help me out there, brother. I think I kind of got a little happy on something because I got a strange feeling that we had more territory than what have been carved up. Now, I think Florida, right across Florida, is one of the names. Help me out and see what you're working with. I'm all ears.
I read
right across Florida has got to be an island right across Florida. He just said that Joseph is nearby. So he could not be talking all the way from, you know, so you can say they're nearby. That means got to be right across the next canoe ride. Now, I want to know one thing. Right across Florida, what is the next big island right across? How far is Cuba from Florida? And how far is Puerto Rico from Florida? Now I need to know, Brother Yagdai Israel. Once again, we all 3 hours anyway. Go ahead.
I got Cuba is 103 miles from the coast of Florida.
Ain't that something? You mean Cuba is 103 miles away, but see, that, you know, that's, they probably measure that by based upon a car ride. But when you're on that, when you're in them boats, that, you know, you ain't got to go all the way that way. You can go straight across. See, we got them canoe boats, so they can get in that canoe boat and leave out of Reuben's land, which is Florida, and just go right across this way. So with a car, you got to go 100-some miles. But I wanted right across the river, according to the boat, how many miles you got to go to according to the boat. So you see what's going on, see, Ray? So you understand something. You see what they'll call themselves then? They wouldn't call themselves no Florida Indians. They was called themselves Reubens. Reubens was called, now it's called the Seminole Indian. They saying that you are runaway slaves and savages. And you proud of being a runaway slave and a savage. You ain't going nowhere until you understand what this man is saying. They saying we are from the tribe of Reuben. Reuben is the firstborn son of Israel in Exodus chapter 1. Where you get this Indian talk from? Then they say, our brothers is on the next island. And our brothers is Joseph on the next island, Puerto Rico and Mexico, which is Joseph, Ephraim, and Manasseh. Not no Cuba. I know Cuba is a Semitic word, but you still got to call yourself by your name. So you see how they called themselves then, and they was up under the blessing. But as long as you keep continuing calling yourself by the name that they gave you, Yahweh is not going to intervene. It don't need us coming nowhere but on his network to tell you about a line. You got to get this part right. You got to get your name right. If you got a better head, you got to be a Yahweh man, and you got to have a woman that honors you. She won't give you no fat mouth. See? All this got to be in order if you want Yahweh to intervene. He not to intervene what y'all got going on now. I asked the brother in Belize, listen, at the restaurant. I said, who that was making all that noise? That's my wife. I said, well, tell her, get a pen and come around, man. I'm grown. You can't tell me about get my mouth. I wish I had a book. Throw the book. You read while your mouth was open. Read it. You see, all that got to be done, see, bro. Yahweh is not coming out. He's not going to intervene until we get in order. Because we know this ministry heard all of the known world and everybody tune in right now. But what we saying, one thing, you got to recognize it ain't no such thing as no Cuba, Puerto Rico, or Mexico. Three of them names is polluted. You read what the names is right now. Puerto Rico, Cuba, Mexico. None of them names is a biblical name that Yahweh can come in and help you. You got to find out what your name is. And you got to find out who you serving. Back to Brother Yahdai Israel. Now listen to all this good conversation going on. This guy right here, he hung around the people over 40 years. He was able to write and hear all that good old saying. Listen to what he's saying and see what he called any of them by the name they call today. Where you at, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The lost tribe in the promised land. It reads, the day when they were at last to issue forth into the world was coming soon. They explained. But in the meantime, they could not allow visitors to cross over to them. They were willing to make an exception in the near future, however, on account of their need for education. For though they spoke the Semitic tongue, through the word Hebrew, they could not read or write. With Montezina sent them 12 bearded men to be their teacher. He said he would. The four strangers returned to their canoe, paddled back across the river, disappeared from view.
Wait a minute, bro. They're going to send them what with what on? They're going to send them who with what?
12 bearded men.
Twelve bearded men, right? Beards on your face, see, right? Not 12 of men with lemon faces, apple faces, orange faces. No. You see what I'm saying? And what's that pointing toward in 49:28 of Genesis? Now, what's that pointing toward with that number, and they got to be with beards on? What's that pointing toward that we can read in 49:28 of Genesis?
Book of Genesis 49, verse 28 reads, of these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is it, that their father spake unto them, blessed them, every one according to their blessing.
See that big talk with that, Brother Yahdai Israel. So he said, I'm going to send you 12 bearded Israelites to you. Because see what happened when Northern Kingdom left, they forgot a lot of their records, but they understood who they were. They knew to carry their name, but evidently, well, what are you saying? We leave it like that. But let's give a little bit more of that. Now, 12 bearded man's coming. And what happened next? Israelites.
Francisco told Montezinas all he knew about these people from his own tradition. His ancestors, his forefathers, because they were ancestors, to their eternal shame, and indeed made war on them and persecuted them. Only the sorcerers of his tribe had perceived that they were a special people. They had given warning that they should be left alone. Yaquab, the family of Israel, is the true Yaquab. And they have said, everything is tried on their tablet is true. At the end of the day, they will be Yaquab of all the nations of the earth. One nation will come bringing many things to this land. And after we have all been provided for, his family of Israel will go forth from where they now are and reign over the whole earth as they once did. With this final flourish, Montezinas had turned his tale of the lost tribe into a bit of propaganda for the Dutch conquest of Brazil at the same time.
You hear what he just said? He said, listen, whoever, he said, you better let these people alone. Because sooner or later, they're going to wake up. He said, and these people going to possess not part of everything. This is what they're trying to keep away from you, see, right? As long as you got all these labels, that these people knew, even when they got over here, what tribe is from, and they knew about that one name. And we really read now out of Ronald Sanders' book, they knew about the name. They knew them islands was called by one of the names of the 10 tribes. And them same Puerto Rico, Mexico, and all that kind of stuff. You're even going toward El Salvador, Belize, and all that. All them islands had a name of the 10 northern kingdoms. Because remember, the same 10 northern kingdoms, it was a whole big gaggle of them over there in west and south. Manahan called out. The 10 tribes is all of them because it's still more. Do you know that the children of Israel is 2460 from Genesis? You can't take this group and say, oh, because you got them everywhere. And they're going to be the Yahuwahs of the earth once they wake up out of the sleep and take away all the labels that you got now. Because the islands was called by your 10 northern names. But that was none but a... Do you know how many you really are in 2460 of Genesis? How many? How many brother Yahweh Israel? 2460.
The book of Genesis 24, verse number 60 reads. Genesis 24, verse 60. They blessed Rebekah and said unto her, you are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions. Let your seed possess the gates of those which hate them.
See, we gonna show you that the ones that came over in that piece of island called Belize. We have told on years ago, it was a slave ship that was going past. You go back and search the archives of Voices of Jewish Life. They was bringing some slaves from Ghana, but the boat busted up some kind of way. And I'm saying one that was going to Ghana, from Ghana, they left the boat and they came into this island, but it wasn't called Belize at the time. It wasn't called that until, you weren't even called that name. How old is that name, Belize? Tell me out, brother. See, you wasn't called by, you're not no, but that name is a new name. That ain't the name that island was called. I got some brothers that say, you know, like the brother told me up on belief. Brother, that ain't that name is a new name. Give me the origin of when's your etymology of the name. What year that name came in there, Brother Yahya Israel? Belief. Belief. We are, brother, what's your nationality? But we are, I forgot it, how you got Belizeans or something like that. Oh, you know that name is, that's a new name for you. Because you got the children of Southern Kingdom, some of you was bringing down through that, heading to another place. You know, come back to me in a minute. And your boat, either your boat messed up or they just jump you. And they jumped over into that place called what you call right now. So you got y'all got Judah over there too. Because they got to be the nation up on the world. So if you got independence, your slavery was over in 1838. Slavery was abolished in 1838. It got been some kind of beat down that put them to relinquish your slavery. Because Judah is the one that activated that. Give me some timeline, Brother Yahdai Israel, on beliefs.
It reads, in 1820, the Creole elite of Belize invented the legend that the typhoon Belize derived from the Spanish pronunciation of the name of the Scottish buccaneer. Peter Wallace, who established a settlement at the mouth of Belize River in
1638. you see the man's name. So you just got that name. See, that's what they have always did to you, Northern Kingdom. They got you as now Belize. They got you as, it's another man you call yourself. We saw this about a few years ago. Give me a G-A-R. You might have seen these restaurants. G-A-R-I-L-U-N-E. G-A-R-I-L-U-N-E. You know, you talked about the UD people too. Do you know? G-A-R-I-L-U-N-E. We told them this about 4 or 5 years ago. You know about these names here. And I see it don't mean anything to you. Because you still don't stop your ears up on. And I seen restaurants with this name on their head. What do you call it, Brother Yahdai Israel? G-A-R-I-L-U-N-A. See, they got restaurants by this name right here. I remember going into this name, and they proud of being this. Do you know any name besides your biblical name, you're on a curse? Then you want to know why nothing happened? Because Yahweh is not going to intervene until you remove these labels. There's somebody that's going to place on you. Beliefs. G-A-R-I-F-U-N-A. What did it say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
G-A-R-I-F-U-N-A. Garifuna, also known as Garanuga, are the descendants of an African indigenous population from the Caribbean island of St. Vincent.
You see, they descendants from? They are descendants from who? The Caribbean island with the name G-R-I-F and over there in St. Vincent from Manoa. See, right? The African they descended from is the one from Ghana. And Ashanti. Them is Ashanti. That was Yahdai Judah. You see what you mean? That was Judah. That, when you see that buzzword called African slaves. The word African slave means a part of Yahdai Judah. They had to go get into your land, and we'll bring it out. Maybe we digress real back. We know when they got over there. It's 75% of them is African slaves. and they blended in with the ones that are Northern Kingdom and helped them got to win the battle. So you got Judah. So you don't know who you are. But if you done any victories over there, Judah got the lead. So this name, you proud of being G-A-R. Now you go look up on your maps and stuff and how many restaurants they got up under this name. But just told you, this name came from the runaway slaves of Africa. That's Yah God Judah. You see that? So now you proud of being a G-A-R-I-F-N-A. You proud of being a B-E-L-I-Z-A. You proud of being from St. Vincent. You proud of all this stuff. But just told you, 75% of the peoples over there in Belize is descendants from African slaves. The word African slave is a buzzword, is polluted for the Ashanti tribe, Yah God Judah. Yahweh has that boat to explode. And then they know all about swimming and taking a piece of your boat and just drift on over to St. Vincent. They went right over to this island right here that you got now. It's called Belize and all that. Nice book in two pieces. Because you're out of order everywhere. You got to bring Judah back to the table. You're talking to Judah now. See? The word African slave is a buzzword for the Ashanti tribe because it's prophesied in the 11th chapter, verse 11 and 12. What's prophesied in Isaiah chapter 11 and 12? What's prophesied, Brother Yah God Israel? Isaiah, chapter 11 and 12. What's prophesied?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 11, verse 12 reads, Isaiah 11, verse 11. It shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Paphos, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, from the islands of the sea. Verse 12. He shall set up an ensign for the nation, shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, gather together the dispersed of Yah God Judah from the four corners of the earth.
And what Judah going to be doing over there in verse 9? And what he going to be doing that we can read in verse 9?
Verse number 9. It shall not hurt nor destroy in all my righteous mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh as the waters cover the sea.
Now, help me out, brother Yah God Israel. What is Yah God Judah over there? Why is he over there with the boat that exploded and they end up in a place now called Belize? Why is they over there according to verse 9?
Book of Isaiah 11, verse 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my righteous mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea.
Hey, Brother Yah God Israel, how many letters is that?
Four letters, YHWH.
you see what's going on here? See, listen, the reason why 75% of the ones that's over there right now is our descendants from Yah God Judah from the Ashanti tribe. The rest of them that's been there in the land that they reported in and was there all the time was Northern Kingdom. Northern Kingdom was already been over there all the time. We read that earlier. So Yah God Judah came over there because you ain't going to win no battles unless Yah God Judah leaves. And in 9:16, can you help me out and answer? Reason why Yah God Judah was over there in the island called Belize. Let's show you why he was over there, that this verse was pulled in 11 verse 9. This verse was pulled. 11 verse 9 That's a pull verse from 16, verse 9 of Exodus. Chapter 9, verse 16, that's a pull verse, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Look at Exodus 9, verse 16. And very deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show unto you my power, that my name may be declared throughout all the earth.
So that's what we got to do. See, the first thing we're telling you right now, sure, we can help, but you doze over there in Belize, doze over there in St. Vincent. You say you ain't got the three, you ain't got the three miles in the whole thing, or the island been cut in two pieces since a big hurricane in 2018. But we got a lot of good spots over here, see. But just look at it. You got to get the name right. First, you got to get that better half of yours to understand that you guys, you can't have that big mouth like that. See? You got a lot of work to do. So all this proud of being over there in Central. See, Belize is called, it's Central in court. In a, you know the island is next to that? Let me think about it. The island is next to Belize. It's the Guatemala on one side, or the, what is it? El Salvador is up under the bottom of it, Nicaragua, and the Hondurans. You mean that big doctor that lost his life? He was a Honduran. All these are there that circle around Belize. But they put Yahdai Judah over there to straighten things out so you can do what you're doing now. But you're not recognizing Yahdai Judah. And you want to recognize these six anointed camps too. We are the sinners of the one that can show you what the Bible's saying. Yahdai Judah. And what we look like in the closing statement? What do Yahdai Judah look like if you want a mirror? What will you look like? Let's go to 14 verse 2 and see what we look like. This was Yahdai. You remember we read they are bearded peoples. That's one thing about it. Yahdai Judah is a bearded people. And not only that, this is what they look like according to the Bible. And it's there in the Bible. This is what you're supposed to see. When Yahdai Judah come upon you, you're supposed to see. We got to get to them. 14 verse 12. And then 14, 2. And we'll get the whole gaggle of them, you know. See, this is what you got to look for. You can't look for nothing that's pale looking, blood showing through the skin, because it ain't aligned with the Bible. Let's see what the Bible say, what you look like then and you look like now. 14 verse 2 says what?
Look at Jeremiah 14 verse 2. About Judah mourning, the gates there are languished. They are black. Into the ground.
Let's keep them on in. Let's go to Lamentation. Now we're going to Lamentation and get a stack of wood. So I'm going to tell you something. And the one that's going to get you out of this bondage is going to have to look just like the Bible look like. You have, they got to look exactly as the Bible tell you they look. See, if you lie with the Bible, if you go by the Bible, say, wait a minute. I hear you talking to, you talking to a whole lot of talk, but you got to be black to the ground. To run your mouth. You got to be black to the ground, and you got to be in Lamentation. What? Let's see what he says. We're going to go and get one more in, Brother Yahdai. You know, it's just Bible, y'all. You got to be black to the ground. And let's see what he says in Lamentation, chapter 4, verse 2.
Lamentation 4, verse 2. Precious son of the Yahdai Judah. Parable to fine gold. I did esteem as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter.
Verse 8.
Their face is blacker than a coal.
Their face is blacker than a coal. You hear that? You hear that, see, right? So all of them got to play the part that when you put it on the table. But you know exactly who talks. Yahdai Judah, the lead tribe, they are bearded peoples, all 12 tribes, bearded peoples, and their face is blacker than a coal. You see what the Bible says? We got to get all this right. And we got to understand one thing. All them islands that you on right now, had a biblical name. He had the same name over there. We're going to read in Blessings to Come. In West, South, Ham, that's plural for Africa. The same people. Some of you came this direction. Some of you went that direction. Judah went into all directions. Because if it's going to be some throwdown, Judah must leave. Judah going to be bearded down. And you're going to have a word of Yahweh with you. And some branches on. It's blacker than a coal. Now, you see what you got out of here, Belize? So listen, when we talk about late on tonight, make sure that better half understand one thing. Take notes. Don't have a mouth going. And we talk some more. Brother Yahdai Israel, until we get back on the winds tonight, how about a closing statement behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Other way it's rolling out. See Israel, see Royal. Great work, King. Four corners of the globe, say the righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua. I don't like that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Get some of that old word with T right back. And we'll get the rest of it in. We'll give you some more wins tonight. So with Al, we can bring out the IL there for his closing statement, then we'll grab the mothers for the finals. And we'll grab the mothers and get their thoughts on what we're going to say and so forth. See, it's all about getting in order, see, right? How can we help you if, first of all, we gotta clean you up? You can't be proud of these names that you got. Every island over here in the land of Shem had a biblical name of the 10 northern tribes that's over here, and the same 10 northern tribes is over there. Because you're 1,000,000,000. You was not called Africans. You was not called Indians. You was not called Puerto Ricans, Mexicans. You was not called that. You just got to find out you was called none of that. As long as you identify with them names, you remain upon the curse. And Almighty, it can't help us until we get his name right and get your name right. Open to I ever for his final thoughts on tape number 37, 1 o'clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh, bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And it looks like it was a great learning experience thus far for everyone listening to our broadcast. I know I was learning quite a bit as you were going on with it. So I'm quite sure the people that are necessary that knowledge should sink into their heads, it probably got next to them. But, you know, this is like anything else. Because when you're teaching the word of Yahweh, that is a big job, I'll tell you. Listening, that's pretty easy. You know, we have to learn how to follow the protocol of the Bible, how the word was given. And Yahweh the Son said it best. He mentioned it in John chapter 14, verse number 6. Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, we try to get that word out to you in the best way we can. Some people say, I don't like the way he sounds. He sounds so ruthless. Well, it's the Bible. It can sound good. It can sound ruthless. To some people, it's scary. When you bring up certain scriptures, it actually scares them. But it tells me in 2 Corinthians 11, 6. 6 say, I may be rude in speech, but yet not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. You know, because you have to realize, following the Bible precepts is something one that's opening the book know that they can't do it like a comic book. Or they may think they can read it like one, but you can't. This is why we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that a lot of people out there camouflage their evil and confused teachings. Just like earlier today, I had somebody talking so bad on my phone, it stopped working. I had to reboot my phone. But anyway, this is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. That's open to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, you're finding out is about Yahuwah's word and connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and reminding you to keep the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. You all came to seek this information, and you have to look no further because you've now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is 7:30 to 10:30 current time. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just under a big line, you're going to see some choices. Wannabe Tithes and Orphans. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose Tithes and Orphans. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us when we read the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated. That you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We have a live program also. To get there, enter three words on the search line. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few phone numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This would be 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call, leave a message on the scriptures that you have questions on. You'll find that it can be answered by any one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. And also for your information, by calling the same number, we have available for the listening members what we call 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just call the same number, 224-600-5579. You can order any 12 programs of your choice. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show today at 9:15, of course, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. At that point, just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, as was previously mentioned, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, you'll find the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ever ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So remember, when you're trying to win that Bump the Gums contest, that doesn't show what you know. It just lets everybody hear what you don't know. What you'll be missing out on is all the glory of Yahuwah's word, which is said unto you. So we can continue in that glory and continue learning. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yeah, because bottom line is, unless Yahuwah made a mistake, if he ain't made no mistake, then one thing about it, he ain't making no move to you at all. I don't care how smart you are. I don't care how many scriptures you can quote and talk. If you're not in order according to the Bible, you're wasting your time. We got to get in order according to this Bible. So all the proud spirits out there in West Africa, North Africa, all out there in Israel, out there in the Caribbean, understand one thing. We just read in the book of Lost Tribe of the Promised Land, showing that the children of Israel was called by their name. And all them islands you call now, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Honduran, all them names had a biblical name to it. And now we've lost every name and all of them called the four letters. So until we return back to the four letters and the order of our family, to the point that somebody will read and tell you something about your bag of food. I hear mothers already. They're getting warmed up. I see they're getting warmed up real good. I'm hearing them out talking no seer already. So let's we're gonna bring the mothers in, and we'll get a closing statement on the mothers, whatever Yahuwah put on them, and we'll bring them in. But one thing about it, see, Ray, we gotta recognize who we are and who's supposed to be talking right now, and even knowing the fact that everything is written in the Bible. We gotta make a decision according to what's written. So we're gonna bring the mothers in, Mother Z, and Mother Z gonna tell you the same thing. We gotta go by what's written. All right, Mother Z,
Yahuwah
be with
you, right? Yahuwah bless and keep you to Israel, all right, it's me.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mother Z. What do you want to get in that microphone and tell the national audience? Anything on what we don't say, or you got something you want to put on the table, you want to clock them up?
I'm just going to read Psalms 121, and try to explain it best I can. Psalms 121, and I would just like to read this for the national orders. Starting at verse 1, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. And we all know that all of our help comes from above. It's no one down here on earth can help us except, you know, we keep the Torah instruction and go according to how the scriptures tell us that we should do. And we defend us, teach us, to teach us and to help us, but yet and still it all comes from above. In verse 2, it says, my help comes from the Yahuwah, which made the heaven and the earth. Verse 3, he will not suffer my feet to be moved. He that keepeth you will not slumber. Verse 4, behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Verse 5, The Yahuwah is the keeper. The Yahuwah is my shield upon the right hand. Verse 6, the sun shall not smite you by night, nor the moon. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Verse 7. The Yahuwah shall preserve all evil. He shall preserve your soul. Verse 8, the Yahuwah shall preserve thou going out and thou coming in. For from this time forth and forevermore. And you know, we know that all of our help comes from above, from Yahweh, but we have to, you know, learn what it is that we need to do to get Yahweh to help us. We need to learn the first five books of the Torah instruction and learn what it is that it, what the word tells us that we should do in order to get help from Yahweh. And like I said, Yahweh give us teachers to us, the ones that don't know. He give us teachers to teach us the word and help us to learn what it is that we need to do. But yet all of our help comes from above. And I would like to just say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And that's what it's all about. But Yahweh is not going to intervene until it's order. If you're not going to do order, you can be all the smart, you got all the degrees you want, you can quote every verse in the Bible. Until you in order to understand Yahweh made no mistake. You got to order about this thing. Judah leads, but the man of Judah leads. The woman of Judah follows. That's the way it is. If the man of Judah say, hey, hold it down over there. You don't tell them about it. Well, I'm grown, or I got something to say. You hold it down. So we got to get back over there in beliefs. You understand one thing. Until your better half is understanding your position as leader of the family, we got to get that out the way first. We meet the mothers out of Camp 1. Mother E, tribe of Yahweh, God, Judah. Yahweh, BGSA, right? Mother E.
Not here tonight. She's not feeling well.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, excellent. Well, I'm going to say we know she's listening well, I know. So, Mother E, continue to listen well and take notes, and we'll catch you back Wednesday night for tomorrow. I'll tell you one thing. I know who's ready to go listening well and ready to say something. We're going to look at Mother D of Israel and bring her in. So, Mother E, get that rest and take your notes. Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Well, hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, we was trying to commune over there in Belize over there at the swing restaurant and bar. And the brother talking good. His camp was talking real good. We didn't call you out. But then I said, what's all that noise in the background? He said, that's my better half with that mouth. I said, can't you hold it down, get some notes, and grab something, and come over there? He said, yeah. He said, hey, hold it down a little bit. I'm talking to the seer. He said, listen, I'm grown. You don't tell me to hold my mouth. Ain't that something? Well, you got a job ahead of us, Mother D of Israel. So where you got to tell the national order? I'm tell you something. The national order is listening to you. What you got to say, Mother D of Israel, you and the clock come on.
Well, I want to address the national audience from 2 Ezra, chapter 5, verses 24 to 28, I think. This is good. Talking about Israel. I'm going to read verse 24. 2 Ezra 5:24. All the land of the whole world, thou hast chosen you one pit, and of all the flowers thereof, one lily. 25. And of all the depths of the sea, thou hast filled you one river and of all built cities. Thou hast hallowed Yahweh Judah unto yourself. 26. And of all the flowers that are created, thou hast named you one dove. And of all the cattle that are made, thou hast provided you one sheep. Verse 27. And among all the multitude of people, thou hast gotten you one people. And unto this people whom thou lovest, thou gavest Torah instruction that is approved of all. 28. Now, O Yahweh, why hast thou this one people over unto many, and upon the one root hast thou prepared others? And why hast thou scattered you only one people among many? Because of sin, Israel. I was trying to find the verse. But we are the chosen one. We are the lost sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you to Yahweh for your understanding. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's excellent, Mo. You know, so what got to happen? What's going to happen to the other? Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, here, verse 6, down to verse 20. What got to happen, Mother? Yes, Israel. So now, listen. Let me tell you something. You can be the smartest person in the world, but if you don't align with the Bible of Yahweh, unless Yahweh made a mistake. If Yahweh made a mistake, he says, Judah man leads.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. Judah man leads. Mm-hmm. You got a better hand who follows you and being obedient. Now, how you going to get Yahweh involved if his rules and regulations is not on the table? Look what it says in our Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6 down to verse 20. Get you down there, Mother dear of Israel. What do that say, Ephesians 5, 6 to 20?
Ephesians chapter 5, verses 6 to 20, verse 6. Let no man or woman deceive you with vain words, for because of these things come in wrath of Yahweh upon the children of disobedience. Verse 7, be not you therefore partakers with them. Verse 8, for you were sometime darkness, but now are you light in Yahweh. Walk as children of the light. Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Verse 10. Prove what is acceptable unto Yahweh. Verse 11. And have no fellowship of darkness, but rather reprove them. Verse 12. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doest make it manifest his light. 14. Wherefore he said, you that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Yahweh the Son shall give you light. 15. Seeing then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. 17. Wherefore, be you not unwise, but understanding what the will of Yahuwah is. And be not drunken with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Verse 19, speaking to yourselves in song and harmony and spiritual song, singing and making melody in your mind to Yahuwah. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto Yahuwah the Son and Yahuwah the Father. And the Father. Yahuwah the Father. In the name of Yahuwah the Son.
What is verse 14 and 15 say again, our mother, dear of Israel? Verse 14 and 15 say again. Mm-hmm.
14 and 15?
Yeah, what did he say? What did he say again?
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Well said, awake, you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Yahuwah the Son shall give you light. 15. Seeing then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
Let's go to Sirach 41. Go to Sirach 41. And we'll look at 20 and 23 and 24. Sirach 41, verse 12 down to verse 20. Then we'll skip down to verse 23 and 24. He said, otherwise, you need to turn the light on of your mind. If you don't get an order to come and just say Yahuwah, then you ain't got nothing coming. That's what he said. And tomorrow, 41, 12 through 20 and 23 and 24. We say you got to make sure the name on the table. Four letters. Not all these long names y'all got all over the world. Four letters. YHW. 41, 12 through 20, 23 and 24 says what?
Sirach chapter 41. Verses 12 to 20, 23 and 24. Verses 12. Have regard to your name, for that shall continue with you above 1,000 great treasures of gold. 13. A good life has but few days, but a good name endures forever. 14, my children, keep discipline and peace, for wisdom that is hid and the treasures that is not seen. What profit is in them both? 15, a man that hideth his foolish, a woman that hideth their foolishness is better than a man that hideth his wisdom. 16. Therefore, be shamefaced according to my word, for it is not good to retain all shamefacedness, neither is it altogether approved in everything. 17. Be ashamed of Wodum before fathers and mothers, and of a lie before a prince and a mighty man. 18. Of an offense before a judge and ruler of sin before a congregation of people, of unjust dealing before your partner and friend. 19. And of left think I'm saying it right, left in regards of the place where thou sojourning, and in regards of the truth of Yahuwah and his covenant, and to learn with thine, to learn or lean with thine elbow upon the meek, and of scorning to give and take. Okay. Verse 20. And of silence before them that salute you, and to look upon an harlot. 23. Or of entreating and speaking again that which against that which thou hast heard of, and of railing of secret. 24. So shall thou be truly shamefaced and find favor before all men.
Mm-hmm. So he's telling you the rules and regulations. He's saying that his rules and regulations, you got to apply yourself. And let's go to Sirach 41:5. He says rules and regulations. That's why the men, anybody come in contact with you, you got to first, let's see what is going to come together up on the Bible. The Bible tells us a story. Sirach 41:5-11 says what?
Sirach 41, verses 5 through 11. Verse 5. Wrath and envy, troubles, and uniqueness, acquaintance, fear of death, and anger and strife, and in the time of rest, born his bed, his night sleep, do change his knowledge. Verse 6, a little or nothing is his rest, and afterward he is in his sleep as in a day of keeping watch, troubled in the vision of his mind, as if he were escaped out of a battle. Verse 7, when all is safe, he awakes and marvels that the fear was nothing. Verse 8, such things happen unto all flesh, both man and beast, and that is sevenfold more upon sinners. Verse 9, death and bloodshed, strife and sword, calamity, famine, tribulation, and the scourge. Verse 10, these things are created for the wicked, and for their sake came the flood. Verse 11, all things that are of the earth shall turn to the earth again, and that which is of the water doeth return unto the sea.
What he said to recognize a wicked person, what did he say, what is they calling God going to be in verse 10?
Sirach chapter 41, verse 10. Now, did I read? I'm still. I read the wrong one. I read 40. you say 41.
Yeah, 41, 5 through 10. Now, tell you what, read 40, verse 10 while you're there. Read 40, 10. Go on, read 40, verse 10.
Okay. Sirach 40, verse 10. These things are created for the wicked, and for their sake came the flood.
What thing is that? Back up to verse 9.
Verse 9. Death and bloodshed, strife and sword, calamity, famine, tribulation, and of the scorner, a scourge.
He's all is credit for the who?
The what?
All that. So if you want to know how a wicked person operates, that's how they will roll it out of their mouth. All that come out of their mouth will be what again in verse 9. Now, I'm going to show you how you recognize a person wicked from the Bible. Well, every time you hear their mouth going, their mouth will be on verse 9 and 10. Read again, 9 and 10. So we're trying to put you to identify a wicked person. Now, this is how you identify a wicked person. It might be your auntie, your cousin, or your brother-in-law. How you identify a wicked person? Let's see in 40 verse 9 and 10.
Ecclesiastes chapter 40, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9, death and bloodshed, strife and sword, calamity, famine, tribulation, and the scorner or scourge. I can't get that together. Verse 10, these things are created for the wicked, and for their sake came the flood.
Now, what's the opposite of that in Galatians 5:22? Now we know how the wicked going to be. The wicked going to always talk about all that. That's how the wicked mouth going to go. Now, let's find out how a man or woman of Yahweh, how would they go? So we know what to watch for the wicked. A wicked always got some kind of death. Kicking somebody, all types of rattling in the throat. Be clear about that. So now we now recognize the wicked. How you recognize a man or woman of Yahweh? Verse 22. Galatians 5:22.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and the covenant.
So now you know, Maldivius, when you receive a phone call. So now when you receive phone calls, you can tell what's on the other end of your phone. Now you got the two to compare. You know how the wicked gonna operate. And you know how the Yahweh man or woman gonna operate. Now here's the deal. So now you can be able to examine your next phone call and you know exactly what's going on according to the Bible. Let's go to Sirach 41, 5 through 11. Sirach 41, 5 through 11. So you folks, see, if we got this information, when the phone calls come in, the text messages come in, you can know exactly what it's about according to Sirach 40, verse 9 and 10, and Galatians 5, 22. You know what you're dealing with by knowing the scripture. You remember the elder read over in 1 Maccabees 12, 9. See, the scriptures will comfort you. But if all you do on the phone, texting and phone calling, and all you do is talk about bloodshed and kicking somebody in the rear end and who shot John, we already know what spirit you are by knowing these scriptures. 41, 5 through 11 says what?
Sirach 41, verses 5 through 11. Verse 5, the children of sinners are abominable children, and they that are converse in dwelling of the Anyakwali.
Verse, but one thing you know, whoever they are, they are abominable, and they what again? Last word. We clear about that. Because we can tell by your speech. We can tell by your tone or your conversation. You always got something negative put on the table. So we already know from my 40 verse 9 and 10 that the spirit of Satan working with you. Because if it wasn't, you'd be a Galatians 5:22. Keep reading.
Yeah. Verse 6. The inheritance of sinners, children shall perish, and their posterity shall have a potential reproach, something like that. Verse 7, the children will complain of an unyahwali father because they shall be reproached for his sake. Verse 8, woe be unto you, unyahwali men or women, which have forsaken the Torah instruction of the Most High Yahweh. For if you increase, it shall be to your destruction. Verse 9. And if you be born, you shall be born to a curse. And if you die, a curse shall be your portion. Verse 10. All that are of the earth shall turn to the earth again. So the unyahwali shall go forth a curse to destruction. Verse 11. The mourning of men is about their body, but an ill name of sinners shall be blotted out.
So you see, he gonna deal with just go to Sirach, and let's see how we identify anybody with that attribute. Go to Sirach 29, verse 21 and 23. Sirach 29, verse 21 and 23. See, you got to be able to identify a person through the text messages, telephone calls, how they speak. They always got some backbiting, murmuring, and always got some clutching about choking somebody or something. You got to recognize what's spirit on them. And this is how you... This is how they wrote. Sirach 29, 21, and 23. See, the Bible will tell every story. That's why the elders of the book got to teach the Bible and show you what you're looking at and what you're working with from the pages of the book. Sirach 29, 21, and 23.
Sirach 29, 21, and 23. 21. The two things for life is water and bread and clothing and a house to cover shame. Verse 23
and 24. So you let you worry about how a roof over your head and how to, you know, things that you're supposed to be looking forward to. You'll be worried about it all. Everything that's going on, just look for what his man telling you. Now skip down to verse 23 and 24. What does it say? 23 and 24.
Verse 23. Be it little or much, hold the contain that thou hear not the reports of your house. 24. For it is a miserable life to go from house to house. For where thou art a stranger, you darest not open your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Sirach 30, 21, down to verse 25. Let's just see if we find what he's talking about. Because it also says in that verse 24, envy and wrath shorten your life. So if you're in a conversation with your better half or anybody around you, friends or whatever, and all y'all is always got something negative going one way or the other, you know that's shorten your life. That'll shorten your life. Being around conversation is no value to whatsoever. That would shorten your life. Read that. Sirach 30, 21 and to down 25.
Sirach chapter 30, verse 21-25. Verse 21, give not over your mind to heaviness and afflict not yourself in thine own counsel. 23, the gladness of the mind is the life of man, and the joyfulness of a man prolongeth his days. 23, love thine own soul and comfort your mind. Remove sorrow far from you, for sorrow has killed many, and there is no profit therein. Verses 24. Envy and strife shorten the life, and carefulness bringeth age before the time. A cheerful and good mind will have a care of his meat and diet.
See, when your mind right, you're going to think right, and every time you open your mouth, you're going to be always talking about something negative. And, you know, you be trying to get the love of the congregation because you're trying to show a good hand, not a wicked hand, not a dividing hand. Torah 38, 18 on the verse.